from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
All right, let's dive into some of the top stories right now in the National Football League. I think over the Labor Day weekend, there are only two stories that you need to be paying attention to. Story number one is Ja'Marr Chase. Now, I don't have a problem with players holding out. I understand that some of you do. You signed a contract. You need to honor that contract. You guys never worry about this when a player gets cut. No one feels bad for Russell Wilson that the Broncos got rid of him. The Chiefs just cut Kadarius Toney. I didn't see too many tears for why don't the Chiefs honor their deal. That's the game. If the team is able to have that stance with contracts, then you as a player, the one getting tackled, you have the ability to use your leverage to try to get more money. I understand why Ja'Marr Chase is frustrated with his contract. Everybody this offseason has gotten paid but you. Think about this offseason. Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, D.J. Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill got an extension, Nico Collins got paid, Michael Pittman Jr. got paid. If you are decent at wide receiver, your employer has given you good money this year to come catch passes from their quarterback. The only person that hasn't gotten paid that's that guy is Ja'Marr Chase. So I understand his frustration. I really do. My brother, I want you to get paid. But I'm going to tell you something that should be obvious. If you are not playing this week, we are going to know by Tuesday. By the time you, maybe you're heading down to the lake right now, by the time you get back, by the time Florida State is done playing Georgia Tech, when we all get to back to work on Tuesday, if Ja'Marr Chase is not there on Tuesday, he is not playing this week. We did the same thing last year with Chris Jones. You don't just show up on Wednesday when you haven't been playing for an NFL team and just suit up. That ain't how this works. Now, you can show up on Sunday and you go through a light walkthrough and you're limited in practice and they put you out there. I think that's very, very possible. But by this time on Tuesday, you will have your answer on if Ja'Marr Chase is playing in week one of the NFL season. And then we will take this on a week by week, game by game basis. I want to see Ja'Marr Chase out there. I always want to see the best players in the NFL play. But I also understand how if you are Ja'Marr Chase and you are one of the five best wide receivers in the National Football League, how you don't want to be on your rookie contract anymore. Not when this season you are going to make $1 million. I understand how if you're only going to make $1 million this year, I get it how you need to be making $35 million this year. So, Ja'Marr, I'm on your side here. You guys know I am as pro player as one can be in these scenarios. But it's go time. We are less than a week away from the Chiefs and Ravens game. We are a little bit more than a week away from all the other teams playing. If you are on for this week for your game against the New England Patriots, we need to know by close of business Monday whether you're coming to work or not. If you are not coming to work, we will have to figure that out, but we have to move forward business as usual. They are not the only team that is in this conversation. Trent Williams and the San Francisco 49ers are also in that same boat. Now, it's a little bit different. Ja'Marr Chase has kind of been around. Trent Williams has not been around at all. He is not holding in. He is holding out. Kind of like Chris Jones last year. Remember, Chris Jones was not just at camp, at practice, on the sideline. Like, nah, he was in Miami working out. That's where Trent Williams is. Trent Williams knows what I know regarding San Francisco. They need him. I believe that Trent Williams is the most important player on their team. I like Brock Purdy. I like Christian McCaffrey. You guys know that. Christian McCaffrey might be my favorite player in the league. Their team does not work if they don't have Trent Williams. It doesn't. He's the best offensive lineman in the league. He's going to the Hall of Fame at one point. He is one of the best left tackles that we have ever seen. Their team works because of how physical they are. Their team works because they can run the football effectively, and they do a great job of protecting their quarterback. So you have put out one fire if you were John Lynch, and that fire was Brandon Ayuk. And usually the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Trent Williams has not been the squeaky wheel. You now need to take care of it. And last point here on holdouts and why I don't know how more of you just don't see the effectiveness of all of this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Ayuk does not get paid if he just goes to work every day quietly. He doesn't. Sometimes in this business, you need to be a disruptor. And you know what holding in is? You are a disruption. They eventually had to do something with you. Eventually, they had to do something. You have made it clear you were not going to play under your current contract. You were going back and forth about whether you were going to hold out or what you were going to do. The squeaky wheel got the grease, and you got exactly what you wanted. They paid you. Now, I want to read this to you, and I want to bring this up, Rob, because for some weird reason, you love the Broncos wide receivers. It blows my mind that you love them so much.
I mean, Sutton's a star. Tim Patrick's probably the greatest player I've seen play football. You know how I love Jerry Jeudy, too. They've traded so many of those good pieces off. It makes me sad.
Is Tim Patrick in the league right now? Is he on a team?
I mean, I don't know why Randy Moss wouldn't be employed. It makes no sense to me.
So Diana Rossini of The Athletic put this out yesterday. The 49ers were only willing to trade Brandon Ayuk if they could get a top-flight wide receiver to replace him. They offered a third-round pick to the Broncos for Cortland Sutton, but the Broncos declined the deal. After that, the Niners would have traded Brandon Ayuk to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wait. You are telling me, is what you want me to believe? I mean, I believe Diana Rossini, so I'm not calling her a liar anyways. You're telling me that the San Francisco 49ers called and were willing to give you a third-round pick for Cortland Sutton. They were ready to give you the third-round pick, and the Broncos, in all their infinite wisdom, said, nah, we good. Do you guys know how old Courtland Sutton is at this point? Because you probably think of Courtland Sutton like he's like a young guy in the league. Now, he's going to be 29 this year. You guys want to know how many 1,000-yard seasons that he has? He has one in his career. That was pre-COVID. Now, you guys know the rules. I've given you this rule very, very simple. Anything you did pre-Moderna and Pfizer does not count anymore for me. Nah, man. Anything you did pre-mask does not count to me anymore. It does not count. You being really good in 2019 has no credence on today. That was 4 NFL seasons ago. Since then, you have not had a season over 900 yards receiving. Last year, you were just fine. He had 60 catches for 700 yards. You know who that is? Hollywood Brown. Would you take a third-round pick for Hollywood Brown? Of course you would. I can't believe the Broncos declined this move. I really can't believe it. It is mind-blowing to me that they got a call for a top 100 pick for Courtland Sutton, and they were like, nah, we good.
I mean, putting my Broncos receiver love aside.
Thank you.
If they had taken the deal, who's catching passes this year for Denver? And listen, I don't think Denver's a playoff team. I don't think Denver's going to be very good this year. I'm not telling you that Denver shouldn't be hemorrhaging players for picks. But if you're going to start a rookie, which Bo Nix is 29 years old, he's inching closer to AARP, is starting for Denver.
He is old.
Who is he passing the football to if they made this trade? Because I joke about it, they cut Tim Patrick, they traded Jerry Jeudy. In this world, they would have traded Courtland Sutton. Who's left?
Man, you better get things popping with Troy Franklin.
Who, by the way, reports are, quote, having a bad camp.
That ain't good. That ain't good.
Now, he's like a, what, a fourth-round pick, so like, bad camp is relative. But, like, I understand, putting my Courtland Sutton love to the side, I get how, hey, we have a rookie quarterback. Maybe having, you know, actual pass catchers is a good idea. Having plumbers and janitors is not.
Their wide receiver group is Courtland Sutton, Josh Reynolds, Marvin Mims Jr., and their tight end is Adam Trautman.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad football team. That team stinks.
You know what's crazy? Is that pass catching group light years better than the Chargers?
Light years?
Light years.
I'd rather have Ladd McConkey than have any of these guys.
That's because Ladd McConkey is sight unseen. You don't know. You know what Ladd McConkey?
Courtland Sutton is sight unseen.
Ladd McConkey could be the exact same as Marvin Mims. Marvin Mims was a top 100 pick out of Oklahoma. He's just been nothing. What's stopping Ladd McConkey from being the same nothing? And Quentin Johnston can't catch a cold in L.A.
Someone on the text line said, CDOT, when you want to raise at work, but your boss says, let's revisit this in a few weeks. Are you holding out? Are you staying home? If you did that, you would get fired. The answer is yes. Yes, you would. The employer, no matter what your job is, has the power and they can find another person to work any job. That's how it works. That's not how his job works. It's not really how my job kind of works either. It's neither here nor there. Not to just pat myself on the back. I mean, that conversation has kind of happened before. Like, hey, I'm not planning on being here unless we get this right. It got fixed. Rob knows it got fixed very quickly when we had that conversation. So, yes, that might work at your job. If you are important enough, trust me, they'll get it fixed. Believe me, they will get it fixed.
This is in the same vein of Williams and Chase. Do you think Chris Jones started something? Because remember last year?
No,
at this time last year, we were saying no one holds out. They have to eat the fines. Who would eat the fines? What kind of foolish football player would hold out when you can hold in? Chris Jones did it. Got paid. Got paid twice, by the way. Got a mega deal and got a guy guaranteed money last year. Trent Williams, another 30-plus-year-old, is eating fines. Like, is Chris Jones blazing a path for veterans? It's not going to work for Ja'Marr Chase. It's different. But veterans?
No, I don't think so. I think the CBA has created this more than anything. The CBA has created it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.